it's easier for me now to go from making, you know, I think my biggest day was like $12,000 or $14,000, to go from making something like that to making $300 on the day, because I need to, because I need to be safe. I need to play defensive. And the way I really like try to face it in my head is when I've got buffer and I'm in a good place, I tend to get very aggressive. So I'm attacking. But if I don't have buffer and I'm in a downdraw, then I shift my mind to just playing defense. All I'm doing is playing defense right now. And I know that once I work my way out of this, then I can get back to having fun and, you know, making more money and being more aggressive. But in the meantime, I need to survive. And if you don't adapt, you're not going to survive.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome, everybody, to another Funded Trader of Trade the Pool. Today, a longtime trader that has been with us probably from the start, Arbnor, joined us again for the third interview. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing? How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. You know, we did an interview when you first passed your evaluation, then when you got your payout, like 15K, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And now we're doing another one. You pulled like more than $40,000 with us. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
So I had to bring you again, you know, just to chat a little bit for the guys that, you know, to see the progress that you made as a trader and with Trade the Pool. And also talk about trading, to see, dive into your trades, actually hear from you how you do that, right? So let's dive in. Take it away.
Yeah. So I've done over 50 grand in withdrawals at this point, and they've ranged. I've been able to withdraw every single month since I think August. So from August until February. I think I missed one month, which was December, but I was going through some stuff. It was kind of hectic. And then the withdrawals have ranged from like 18 grand to 4 grand, I think, being the smallest one in the month.
Nice.
And yeah, overall, over 50 grand so far in what, like six, seven months, I think, something like that. So it's been pretty good.
That's incredible to hear. You know, we're doing our best here, and I'm 100% believe in what we do, and the fact is, you know, just to see guys like you making it in the market and pulling cash from it, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And let's dive in. Are you mostly, you basically doing the same concept that you did in the first place, trading penny stocks, right?
Yeah. Shorting penny stocks, you know, sub $20 for the most part, small caps, just hyper parabolic stocks that are overvalued 300, 400, 1,000% on the day, and just riding them down. I've done a little bit of longing, but I tend to take losses. So I try to stay away from it. I longed something today. Let me see what it was here. I think it was eight. I took a $200 loss on it, you know, real small size, because like I said, I don't like longing too much, but it is something I'm trying to incorporate and get better at. But for the most part, yeah, just short selling.
So did you see any change? Let's start from the beginning, right? You first tried your evaluation, you did a few attempts and then pass it, right? What changed along the way from the first time you took the evaluation till today?
I think the biggest thing was like treating it like a business. So being very selective on my plays. And then I think the real shift for me was sitting on my hands, which is something I had trouble doing. I was over trading, just trade anything, just doing too much. And now, like yesterday, I didn't trade. Today I traded, but real small loss, and I'm just leaving it alone. I mean, for me, this isn't the most favorable market. I mean, nothing's really extended. Nothing's really up over 200, 300%. So being able to just sit and have the mindset of like, big green, small green, break even or small red, it made me a lot more profitable. You know what I mean? And when the plays aren't there, I don't have my edge. So it doesn't really matter how much I'm winning when I take these huge losses on slow days, you know. And I still struggle with it sometimes, you know. Sometimes I'll be up 4 or 5 grand and I'll give it all back. I think that happened like a few days ago where I was up like 3 grand and I gave it all back and it turned it into a red day. So I'm going to make mistakes, but, you know, that shift was really what got me profitable and got me like very consistent, you know. Yeah. And I'm just trying to, you know, just focus on that and refine that and sharpen that skill to become more and more profitable.
That's incredible. I mean, I know the guys that listening right now, they're always looking for more tips, more advices, as I did when I first started. And, you know, to hear from someone that actually making money on a regular basis, that's super important. And thank you for sharing that.
There's another one too. I would say, like, if you're starting out, maybe starting with like two or three setups, you know, like you're not trying to long everything or short everything or learn 10 different setups at the same time. It's like you stick to like two or three very profitable ones and then just wait for those to come. And you'll see the change in your account, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah. Just waiting for the right setup, right?
Yeah.
That's super important. I mean, so many times I see traders that are just pounding the keyboard or the mouse key and just trying to get anything, anywhere, just to be in a position. But at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about snipering, right? Just
shoot away. That's exactly what it is. It's about sniping and being like very careful with your shots, because, you know, you're going to take your losses if you don't, because you lose your edge, you know, and sometimes you'll get lost in a trade. I mean, and I can understand it though too, because it's fun, you know, it's fun to trade. It's exciting to be in a trade, but that discipline is what separates the winners from the losers, you know.
100%. Now, you mentioned a few days ago that you lost a few grand, right? How do you bounce from it? Because I just did like a webinar and talked about the major drawdown, how to bounce from it. I would love to hear your story here. What do you do?
I'm in a drawdown right now, actually. It's kind of significant. But what I do is I size down. So I'm sizing down a lot. So let's say I'm typically going in risking a grand, 1500, depending on the setup. If I have enough buffer, I'm very comfortable doing that. I'm comfortable with risking max loss and all my profits if the setup's good enough. But when I do go through downdraws, I size down a lot. So let's say tomorrow, I'd only be risking $300, you know, $300, and I try to make 600 and sort of work my way out of that downdraw until I get to a more comfortable place. And then I start to ramp back up, size back up, excuse me. And typically what happens is I'll just go parabolic and get out of the downdraw and go to break even and then push out from there. I think what helps too is like having those green days, you know, like stacking those wins on top of each other. Even though you go from making 2000 a day to 500 a day or 400 a day, it's a little challenging, but a green Monday, a green Tuesday, a green Wednesday, you know, you start to get that ball rolling and you start to like kind of find your rhythm again. And then from there, it just makes it so much easier. And now you've also built more buffer and you've kind of, you know, come out of that downdraw a little bit. And like, it helps with the confidence. That's primarily, and I've had to do this a bunch of times, and that's primarily how I do it. You know, just sizing down, stacking wins, building that confidence, and then, you know, pushing out from there.
Yeah, we'll talk about the buffer in a second, because we covered that also in the previous interview. And a lot of the guys really, you know, we're getting tons of great feedbacks on this video, and really guys that appreciate it in what you do and what you said there. And but I want to talk about something that you mentioned as well. You know, you're in a loss, right? And you're sizing down, but you want to push yourself and actually be done with that loss and continue to profit, right? And find your rhythm again. And from time to time, it will be, like you said, you're used to $2,000 and now you need to win like $300.
Yeah.
It's like it plays with your mind, right? Because you want to push yourself, but it's actually, you need to hold back and control yourself.
Yeah.
Is there a set of rule or something that you follow in order to keep yourself basically in those boundaries?
For me, it came with time. Like if we go through our, you know, how many accounts I've had a lot of accounts, man, that I've blown out, you know what I mean? And a part of that was probably personal things that I was dealing with at the time, but also just not being disciplined. And for me, it's I've grown that muscle, right? Like I've had to do it so many times that like I've grown that muscle, and I understand like what happens if I don't. For example, if I don't, I blow up my account, now I got to restart. Right. So now I got to buy another account and then pass another challenge. And that money that I made to pass the challenge, I could have it could have been real money.
Yeah.
And so I've just come to the point where I'm able to accept that this is just what I have to do. And it's a little frustrating still, but it's not the way it used to be. You know, it's easier for me now to go from making, you know, I think my biggest day was like $12,000 or $14,000, to go from making something like that to making $300 on the day, because I need to, because I need to be safe. I need to play defensive. And the way I really like try to face it in my head is when I've got buffer and I'm in a good place, I tend to get very aggressive. So I'm attacking. But if I don't have buffer and I'm in a downdraw, then I shift my mind to just playing defense. All I'm doing is playing defense right now. And I know that once I work my way out of this, then I can get back to having fun and, you know, making more money and being more aggressive. But in the meantime, I need to survive. And if you don't adapt, you're not going to survive. You know, you're going to blow out your account. And yeah, I think to answer your question, I guess it just came with time. It came with time and practice, you know.
100%. I'm going to share my screen and show you a dashboard, at least one of the accounts here that you have. And for those of you who are not familiar, every trader gets his own dashboard. And basically, you can see the progress. You can track your stats, everything that you need in order to understand where you're at. So this is how it looks like. And this is one of your funded account, up $6,000, a little bit more. And basically the chart, this is a decent chart. Like you said, you reached about the ceiling and then had a pullback here for a few days. Yeah. We'll see how you get yourself out of that. But generally speaking, a nice chart with pullbacks, support, bouncing up again. 53% success rate, 1.1 on the ratio. Let's talk a little bit about that, because if I recall right, maybe I'm wrong, but if I recall right, your risk reward in most cases was a little bit more than that, right?
Oh yeah, it was like one to 1.8 or 1 to 2 typically. And then my win rate was 65% plus typically. If you go through my other accounts, I have a better win rate and a better ratio on a lot of them and a better chart. I mean, honestly, the charts have been embarrassing to be honest with you, but you know, it's a bit reflective of the market, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like for, as far as like my plays go, I remember we were talking before we got online that for you, you're killing it right now. But for my setups and sort of the market cap stocks that I trade and the price range that I like, I don't really have anything right now. You know, things are popping up. They're not overextended. So my win rate is not as high. The less extended it is, the harder it is for it to work. You know what I mean? It's hard to gauge when you should get in when it's not at like these key levels or key resistance levels. You know, if it's not getting there because it's not extending enough, then it's harder to gauge. So you take a hit on the win rate. You take a hit on the risk to reward. But, you know, hopefully it changed. Hopefully in a week or two, the market heats up and, you know, I can make up for it. But right now, yeah, it's a reflection of kind of where stocks are for me right now and where the market is for me right now.
So, Abner, I'm going to challenge you here because, like you said, it's a different time for you when it comes to trade small caps, right, shorting them.
Yeah.
Do you think you need to, you know, extend it to different market, like different cap, like large cap, for example?
Yeah, like large cap?
Yeah, I mean, for times when you have the right tools to trade the large cap, times when you can focus on the small cap.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, probably, right? I mean, it is a good idea. I think right now, I just want to perfect this. Like, I want to, you know, refine this and become the best at this moment. And then once I get to a certain place financially and once I get to a place where I feel like I'm really, really killing it, I think I will extend myself out to large caps or maybe something else. Nice. I think a problem too is I don't know anyone. I don't really have anything that can guide me, you know? Like I had Michael, our friend Michael, that helped me trade and taught me how to trade. I just don't have anyone that I guess I trust that I can learn from. I mean, you guys have resources and now I've got a lot more time, so I can do that. But yeah, I'm thinking maybe 6 months from now, you know, when I get to a good place, I will probably start to transition into larger caps and to slower moving stocks, and it, you know, even holding for a couple of days, you know what I mean? Where right now I'm not doing that at all. I mean, by the end of the day, I'm typically out.
Wow. Because I do, you know, I've been watching many of our funded accounts, obviously, and I see, and many of them shorting those penny stocks, small caps. Yeah. But I do see on the we have a swing account as well, right? We have the day trading.
I saw that. Yeah,
you do. We have the swing, and on the swing, for example, Sabrina, one of our traders, she's been killing it on shorting penny stocks, but holding them for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So they take it. Yeah. So you can easily see she's taking similar trades like you, but she's actually holding that. That's insane. The what she does, really incredible.
Do you have an interview with her?
We do. Yeah. She pulled 5K a few weeks ago, nice. She just took 9K like literally 2 days ago.
Nice. I like to hear that. I want to watch it. I want to watch the interview.
This is on our VOD. It's on our website. For the first time, go to traderpool.com. You will see under the education section, the VOD. We just launched it. It's amazing. We have probably 100 videos to learn from there. So check it out, definitely. And I love this on Sabrina's side. I love it because she's also a female, right? So she brings something else that we don't have in the market.
For sure. I've heard that some of the best traders are females. I really have heard that. They have better control of their emotions.
We just need more of those.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Amazing. Let's dive into one or two trades that you did lately, right? Maybe for the guys that are listening, they actually want to see, you know, your process thinking and why you choose that, why you entered here, that, why you closed that trade, all of those things. So share your screen.
Okay. So this was a PSTV. We had some pretty good extension. I want to say, let me look at it for you here. Yeah, this was a multi-day runner. So within 3 days, it went from 31 cents to this pre-market high. I think it was nearly, 250 around 3 a.m. I left it alone most of pre-market. I started to short a little bit up into this pop. And then I really sized in heavier right here, risking, I think it was 265. We had a pretty good fail. I think I covered most of it around like the 170s, 160s. And then, I covered most of it into these 170s. And then I took another reshort into the 180s. And I think I covered that second go around 150s, 145. It got a lot further. We got into the 30s, high 20s, but I pretty much just left it alone. I think I made 800 the first go, and then like 600 or 700 on the reshort with that trade. Yeah.
What got you into that trade in the first place?
It was the overextension. So, I mean, like I was saying, within 3 days, this thing went from, I think it was like 30 cents. Let me see here. Yeah, it went from 31 cents on the 5th, and then by the 7th, it was at $2.50. So, I mean, this thing is, I mean, it's a ridiculous amount. And I knew that, you know, that third day, the day that I got in, that it was probably done for. It's just not sustainable. You know what I mean? To be up that much. It's not sustainable for it to be up that much. So I figured, I was very confident with it. So just the overextension, you know, the way it was moving, the weakness at the open. I've seen this 1,000 times now. You know, I've seen these things play out 1,000 times now. You know, it's funny. I've kind of gotten to the place where, like, I can almost feel it. You know, I mean, I'm wrong sometimes, but, you know, I can almost feel the weakness. I can almost feel the exhaustion. And, yeah, that made me want to short that. This is my down draw I was talking about for everybody.
Yeah.
So I've got $1,800 left until this account is blown. And this is what I meant by, like, having to size down. Because I can risk all of it and potentially make all this back in one trade, but it doesn't make sense to do that. It makes sense to play defense, play more carefully, size down, work out of this. Like, let's say I get to negative 2,000, then I'll start to feel a lot more comfortable. I'll start to size up more and burst out from break even and continue to, and then keep going. A problem here too, you know, because we were talking about the buffer, remember? is I moved from an apartment to this apartment and I ended up spending a lot of money. So I did a withdrawal earlier than I wanted, not having the buffer that I'm comfortable with. And this is why we keep buffer for situations like this, you know, so that we don't overextend ourselves and we're playing safe, you know? And so this is a great example of when you do your withdrawal, if you're not careful, you know, you can start to downdraw a lot.
Yeah.
And you'll blow your account.
It's crazy to see how always the real life affect your trading, right? You have something that takes you off balance in real life, and then automatically it affects your trading, and the decision making become much more harder, and in most cases, negative.
For sure. And if traders want another tip, a personal life tip, you know, keep good people around you. You know, keep good stable people around you. May it be friends or girlfriends or boyfriends if you're a girl, because the interactions that you have with people or the situations that you get in, you know, it can really affect the way you trade, because a lot of it is emotional, you know? Sure. And so if your personal life is in shambles and your relationships are in shambles, you will see that transition into your trading. It's like you need peace. You need nothing but peace. And this takes a lot out of you. You know what I mean? And if you're not in a good headspace, if your personal life isn't in a good place, it is going to be harder to be profitable. And I've seen that, like, through my friends that also trade. When they're going through something, I can see their trading start to, you know, it's so funny because we're all taking the same trades. We're in a group chat together, but I might be winning and somehow they're losing because maybe they're oversized, or maybe they got in too late, or maybe they didn't sleep enough, so they woke up too late and missed the trade. You know, it's really interesting how it all works, you know, and how mental this thing really is.
100%. Going back to the technical, Abner, you mostly trade the pre-market or you wait for the opening bell?
Primarily, I'm waiting for the opening bell. I might, you know, in the past, I'd get in at like 7 in the morning and stuff like that. But I found it's too early for me. I like, if I'm going to get in pre-market, it's going to be the earliest. It's going to be 30 minutes before market open. Because pre-market, I mean, just so much can happen, you know, in pre-market. I mean, it's not going to hold. So if it goes crazy, I've seen it do, you know, 80% in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Yeah. Like, I've seen it do some crazy stuff. So yeah, like 15 minutes before market open typically. And then I'm not going in full size. Usually I'm going in quarter size, half size, and then I'll really load up once it opens up. It kind of gets volatile and it kind of chills out a little bit. I'll start to really load in my shares and my size.
That's incredible. I really appreciate everything you shared today. And, I'm sure you will pull yourself out of that drawdown and get back on the horse.
I'm honestly not going to. It's funny what confidence does to you, because I'm not even concerned about it. Like, to be honest with you, like, I'm very confident in the fact that I probably will. And if I don't, then that's okay. And I take my lessons and I start again and I keep going. Sometimes you're going to hit a wall, you know?
Yeah. And that's also part of your journey and part of your experience when you actually understand that it's part of the game. So you will have some losing trades, you will have some losing times, but at the end of the day, if you fully focus on what you do, you know how to pull money out of the market.
For sure. Amazing. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. No doubt.
You guys changed my life. So, you know,
That's incredible great. Here, really.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. For those of you who are not familiar, want to check us out, go to tradepool.com. Hopefully, you will be the next funded trader. And Abner, we'll see you the next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.